Hey guys, welcome back. This is Nerd at Work and I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. How you guys all doing? Today is Monday, February 21st, 2022. That would make tomorrow 2/22/2022. That's kind of cool, huh? Anyway, how are you guys doing? This weekend I went to a movie. I went and saw Uncharted. I didn't know what to expect from this movie. The previews looked pretty good, but I couldn't really tell. You know, they kind of keep it a secret. They don't show you too much on the trailers. But I thought it was really fun. I thought if Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Tomb Raider had a baby, it would be called Uncharted. Tom Holland did pretty good. I like him as Spider-Man and his other movies he's in. He does pretty good. Mark Wahlberg did pretty good for that type of role. I would suggest go see it. I would see it again. And I would also see a sequel if they ever make one. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It had enough action in it, enough comedy. The graphics weren't, you know, cheesy, fake, unbelievable. They're pretty good. They're decent. I enjoyed it. A lot of fun. I would say if you're on the fence about it, go check it out. I enjoyed it. I was glad I saw it in the theaters. So yeah, thumbs up for Uncharted. I think it did pretty good in the box office as well. Probably not as good as Spider-Man, but you know what? Tom Holland's doing really good for himself. So yeah, go check it out. You don't know anything about it. It's based off a PlayStation game called Uncharted. I've never played the games Uncharted. I've had a PlayStation, but back then I used to play Tomb Raider. I don't think Uncharted was a game when I had PlayStation. If it was, I didn't know much about it. But I'm actually trying to think about maybe buying a used PlayStation 4 or something and checking them out, playing some of those games. Another movie I watched last night, I watched it on a streaming service, which I'm glad I did. It was The Suicide Squad, not to get confused with Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad, you know, I don't really know the characters that well. I know Harley Quinn. The other characters were okay. I think there were some stupid things in there, like the polka dot man that shot out polka dots. And you know, they had to fight a big old starfish. It was just, to me, I didn't like it. If you liked it, I apologize. I didn't like the characters. There was maybe two characters in there, John Cena and the what's his name, Alba guy. I can never say his name right. Those two characters were pretty cool. And of course, Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie. Those three characters I liked. All the other ones were kind of garbage. You know, there's like a weasel guy in it. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that movie was a big waste of time. And it went from bad to worse as the movie went on. There was like one part in that movie I really liked is when they were infiltrating a camp and they were killing people. And the two, you know, John Cena guy and the Alba guy were, you know, talking about their kills as they were killing people. I thought that was kind of a cool part. But as far as the movie, man, I wouldn't waste your time. I didn't like, you know, Suicide Squad all that great with, you know, Will Smith and the Joker and stuff. And I don't know, man. They're kind of like reaching or stretching or whatever. But I did like the Harley Quinn movie. That was pretty decent. If I had to pick one out of those three, I think the Harley Quinn movie would probably be the best one out of the three of them. So, I don't know. Uncharted, thumbs up. The Suicide Squad, man, thumbs down. I didn't like it. Anyway, I hope you guys weren't big fans of that one and I just put it down, but not for me. I finished the whole movie, but that big starfish, come on. Destroying buildings and stuff. I don't know, man. I just didn't care for it. Hey, I wanted to mention something I've never brought up before. I actually have a store, a merchandise store. I never bring it up because I don't make money off of it or anything. Basically, when you do Twitch streaming, there is a free app called Streamline. And Streamline, you could create your own logo and put it on shirts and stuff. I've already had a logo. I created my logo quite a bit ago for my social media stuff. It's the SM. It's supposed to be purple with like a bright green outline, but sometimes it looks pink with a light green outline. But anyway, the merchandise store is a long website. It is merch.streamline.com/shotgunmessiah. And the remember the G in gun is the number 6, Shotgun Messiah. On that website, I have like hoodies and shirts and mouse pads and coffee mugs and stickers with all my logo on it. The best way to get to it, if you really want to check it out, if you go to my Instagram page, Shotgun Messiah, just remember that G is a 6, Shotgun Messiah, and right there in the bio, there's a link to it. You just hit that link and it'll take you right to the store. Now, the store is kind of cool. It was set up free when I became a Twitch member. Just know that I don't make any money off of it. I'm not telling you guys go check it out because I can make money off you guys. I did it for fun. All my social media and podcasts and Twitch and all that, I just do it for fun. I'm not trying to be a famous person like Ninja or make a lot of money like these social media guys. I mean, if it happens, cool. But to be honest with you, I don't do it as much as they do to make it worthwhile. I do it for fun. I enjoy talking. I enjoy comics and toys and playing games and watching movies and reading books. I'm just a big nerd. And I'm sure there's a lot of nerds out there that are like me. So I'm talking to you guys, you know. I just like to do it. I like to have fun. I like to talk to people. Anyway, merchandise out there with the SM, the Shotgun Messiah logo. I like my logo. I created it a long time ago. And I've had fun with it ever since. Check it out. Go to my Instagram page. Click on that link. Check it out. I don't expect you guys to buy anything, but if you do, that's awesome because then you could promote me just wearing my shirt around. That's kind of cool. But no big deal. Like I said, I don't make any money off of it. I'm not here to make a lot of money or be famous. I just do it for you guys and to have fun. So with that said, I will do some more podcasts. I do these podcasts and I come up with ideas and either they're time sensitive and I get, day goes by, another day goes by, and then it's like, oh, now it's too late to do a podcast on it because it's old news. You know, I try to do these things at least once a week. I try to come up with something that'd be kind of entertaining, either some toy I bought or a movie I watched or a video game I played or something like that. But I really appreciate you guys hanging out and listening to it. If I get one follower, I'm excited. I don't need a million followers. I'll take one or two followers. You guys are all great. You guys always reach out to me on my email, shotgunmessiah@gmail.com. Also, you can reach out to me through this podcast. I have a question and answer session on there. If you guys ever want to answer the question I have, I usually ask, do you like you know, Star Trek or Star Wars, you know, or something like that. And you guys can put your answer in there and stuff like that. So look for those. Look for the question and answer on this podcast. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and look forward to a great weekend. If you guys have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram page or my email. You guys are always great at that, coming up with ideas for me or just reaching out to say hello. I always appreciate it. You guys are awesome. You guys rock. So anyway, take care. Nerd out.